TH, I guess, the idea of showing colonialism, and I want to do it visually as much as possible. Now, one way of doing it could be, you know, we look here at a map. I guess I need to learn how to animate maps and all of that. And then in this little town, little blink up there in Sweden, a guy sits in school and learns about the world. Now, the way he learns it, and this is in the 60s, 70s, is that the civilized, you know, the real, good, free, modern, enlightened world is like this area here. And then we light up like Europe, going down, of course, to Italy and Greece, and there is stop somewhere, right? And not the Eastern Europe, no. So it's like Germany, Austria, all that up there. And so on. America, of course, and Britain and all the rest of it up there, northeast. Of course, these, we don't know, maybe, maybe not. And then we show Eastern Europe. But they were, of course, these guys, and you see the communist monsters from propaganda posters or whatever. But then, you know, the rest of it, we can show the whole South America and Africa and India and China, all these countries over there. Well, we heard about them, but they were strange. People, most people just lived in the forest and were primitive, or they didn't have enough food because they hadn't learned well how to grow food, maybe. Because they were not civilized, they were undeveloped. Well, it's different now, or is it? Back then, or, well, it had been so not long ago. I'll skip that last half sentence. The big guys, the good guys, the ones who led civilization, were these guys, and these guys, British and the Americans, light them up on the map. And they were powerful because, you know, they took over here and there and there. And these guys, France, and, you know, too, and Portugal. And we can show all the countries of the planet that were colonies or were somehow dominated by those guys over there in Europe. Still on the map by lighting up things. And then that disappeared. And we can see the Ku Klux Klan and the white power. And the, you know, the whites are You know, we learn that white people are more advanced or more evolved or smarter. Look, I mean, just look what we have done, this fantastic technological innovation and this and that. But of course now we don't think like that, do we? Well, and of course nowadays these countries, they don't own these other countries, do they? And there are no slaves being shipped around, are they? Well, quite a few people today are convinced that this blink blink, the colonialist stuff, didn't really stop. It just changed. It became almost invisible. But it's there going on more than ever. And now we can try to show a kind of sucking of resources from those countries, because we can show that all along, how this oil being pumped up over there and piped over to here and there. And so on, the diamonds and the metals and the gold and the steel and whatever, I mean, whatever you get from those countries down there. And of course, it's not only those kind of resources, but the cotton, this and that. And of course, dollars, 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 because they have to pay back their loans and all kinds of things. So, yeah, I mean, this could be an intro to the whole thing. And, well, I look at this and I think, maybe you think so too, is that so? What's going on today in the world? I want to know. So let's do that. Let's dig into this and learn and find the facts. We can spend a few, or maybe a whole playlist on that.